Welcome to Leanne's Voice podcast, where I give tips to women who want to speak with more confidence in work, business and life. If that's you, keep listening, my dear, as I've got lots of gems coming up. Like, subscribe, leave a review and share it with one person you know. Or better still, share it with your whole social media crew. Let's jump in here, my love.
Okay, welcome everyone to my podcast today, whether you're listening on whatever platform or you're watching it online, whatever video platform, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, whatever. Welcome. I'm Leanne, I'm your host and I'm your speaking tips mama. So if you want confidence in how to speak, you want tips on how to speak with more confidence, I am your girl. So stay put, my love, get a drink, get a snack. Let's do this, yeah? So today, I wanted to talk about the mindset that you need to speak with confidence, okay? You might be like, yeah, Leanne, I've got it. I think I just got to, you know, pray. I've got to go to have affirmations. There's a little bit more that you need to do than that. Pray, affirmations are good and great. They'll help you. But let me say, like, the stuff that I found that I think will help you, I'm just going to go through a little few tips. I think, first of all, you need to relax yourself, my dear. So, you know, when you speak to someone, they're a bit tense. Who wants to listen to a voice like that? Not me. So I think the first port of call to sound more confident when you speak is to relax. Relax into who you are. Relax into the day, the situation, whether it's an interview, which I know can be a bit stressful, or if it's going to do a meeting, you're going to do a presentation. You're not really someone who's into all that, but just relax. Because that will help your shoulders relax, your vocal cords relax, just your tension, your mindset, everything. So whatever you can do to relax, whether it is, I don't know, go for a walk, have a little drink, take a smoothie, pray, do affirmations, calm down, do it. Because that's where it starts from. You've got to kind of come in with the vibe, whether you're going on a team meeting or you're going on a date, wherever. Just relax. Yeah, the world ain't going to end. Just relax. That's my first tip. Please do relax. And then I think as well, just to sound more confident as well, in regards to talking about your voice, you need to be able to project your voice. Like, now listen, I'm not someone who likes to shout or whisper. That's not me. Because, you know, my main trait is voiceover. So I don't whisper. I don't shout. Because then things put a little roughness on your vocal cords with these two little delicate threads, you know, in your throat. So when you whisper or when you shout, you're rubbing them. And that can give them like roughness, attention, nodules, all type of nonsense. So don't do these two extremes of your voice. Because it ends up roughening up the vocal cords. So that's another tip, this little extra bonus there. So I'm saying is learn how to project your voice. So if you're someone who's got a really quiet voice, one of my friends, she's got the most quietest voice. I'm like, Bridget, come on, I can't hear you. Because it's my voice, yeah? So learn how to project your voice in whatever situation. If you need extra support, get yourself a mic, speak nearer to the phone, speak nearer, closer to the person, whatever it is, allow your voice to project. Do not shout, yeah? You're not in the playground, you're at work, you're on a date, you're at business, you're on train, you're on meeting, don't shout. But learn how to talk with like your inside voice, but a bigger inside voice. That makes sense? Okay. So learn how to project your voice, whether it don't do too soft, don't do too loud, just do what's right for the room or the video call, the meeting or the training or the interview, whatever you're on. All right. Eye contact. Now, can you come close to the camera for me? Can you give me a bit of eye contact? Yeah, it's a difference. So if I'm looking over here and I'm talking to you, it's like, are you talking to me? You're talking to the wall. What's going on here? So what I'm saying to you is this. Give a little eye contact. That means that I'm here. I'm with you. I'm listening. I'm engaging. I'm interested for this point in time, what you're saying. So that's what eye contact does. And a little bit further, I've done this on a couple of podcasts a while ago, but guess the difference between eye contact and eye connection is that eye connection, you have eye contact first bit. Eye connection is when you just hold it and then you move away. Eye contact is just kind of looking in people's eyes when you're talking. Eye connection is when you hold that gaze for a little bit more and you'll talk into that person, then you'll move. That's the difference. That one creates the vibe, the connection that you need for your listeners, okay? And that helps you to feel comfortable, to know people are listening to you. A connection, so people are like, okay, she's actually talking to me. She's giving me some value. She's not just talking from a sheet. No, you're actually there to deliver something from the people's mind or heart right in there, okay? Gestures. As you see, I am a hands girl. Okay, gestures. Make sure that they support what you're saying. You know, you don't have to do that, you know, I don't know if the government, politics, or the Pope, whoever does that kind of handshake, I can't remember. Make sure your hand gestures support what you are saying. So if you're saying something like, I need to continue this point, I think we're going to stop, I'm going to park this here, I feel that we can come back to this many, many times. You see what I'm saying? It's different. There are many stages to this point. Okay, so whatever it is you're saying, make sure that your hands flow along with it. Okay, if you don't know, it's okay. Go on YouTube, watch me, yeah? Come on, watch my YouTube. Go and listen to my podcast. Watch me on the IG, on TikTok, all the different platforms, you know what I'm saying? Go and there's help out there. You don't need to be in this I don't know land. You can know. Go on your phone, get busy on YouTube, Google, whatever. Start imitating. Start doing things. You may feel a bit weird, like, why am I talking? Am I doing the Vogue? What's going on? You know, all of that stuff. But what I'm saying to you is this. Make sure your hand gestures support what you're saying, because this is also part of the communication, okay? So work out what works for you and just do that, okay? Then prepare thoroughly. I like to say to my clients, right, my speaking coaching clients, listen, prepare your notes so that you can, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. But I also like the idea that when you prepare some notes, it gives you a little guideline of where you want to go. But please, please be flexible. And when you're talking to people, whether you're doing a speech or whether you're doing a speech, you're doing a talk, doing an interview, 1 second. But I was listening, your girl was swinging her drink. Yeah. So prepare thoroughly, okay? So if it's for an interview, research company, know who the sales are, what are their goals, what's their vision, all of these stuff, prepare. You go on a date, find out who your date is, ask questions so you can find out questions to ask them. What do they like? What they're not like? If you're going to do your team meeting, find out what the team needs are. What was last week's one? What's the actions? How's it going? The project, all those different things. Prepare so you've got something to talk about. And you've got like, say you've got 10 minutes, say you've got 15 minutes to talk. Don't speak for the whole 15 minutes. No. We don't be doing that up in here. You talk for 10 minutes, yeah? Give yourself a bit of flexibility. Then you leave 5 minutes open for question and answer or to ask questions. If everyone says, like, I don't have no questions, okay, fine. You start asking the questions. You start saying, so what did you think of this point? To check that there's clarity and understanding on what you've just taught or what you've just said, so you know that what you've delivered has got to the right point, okay? So do that as well. So if there's, leave a part for question answers, or you start asking the question answer, and then you'll notice that when you open that sentence, people are like, oh, I don't have any questions. No, I don't have any questions. You start asking questions, people are like, yeah, so what about this? What about that? What about this? What about that? Okay? That's what I'm saying. Those are all of the tips I wanted to share today. If you want my help, you know that you're nervous, you're fearful, you don't like speaking in public, you don't like the sound of your voice, all these different la-la-las. You know me, I'm here to talk. I love to talk. I love to help my friends speak with more confidence. You want to be my friend? Let me help you, okay? So if this is what you want to do, you want to up your game, you're tired of being nervous, going to interviews, don't get the job, you know you can get the job, all that type of stuff, yeah? Let me help you. So go to my website, Leanne Turner, go to the link in this, I'll put it in the notes. Don't worry, I'll put it in the notes, wherever you're watching, I'll put it in the notes, right? Go to my website, leanneturner.com, go on there. I've got a course, Ultimate Way to Beat Fears and Nerves. I've got that course up there. That's the one I think that might help you. If you're ready, go onto it, look into it. If that's not for you, fine, no problem. Your girl has got you covered. I have other resources on my website that can help you, to help you where you're at. Whether you're an ebook girl, you're an audiobook girl, you like a template, you want a course, you want to listen to my podcast, whatever. First point of call, your homework is go to my website, leanneturner.com. Go and check out the course, Ultimate Way to Beat Fears and Nerves When You're Speaking, so you can speak in confidence. Before you go as well, do your girl a favor. Wherever you're watching, please like, comment, subscribe. Let me know what's working for you so I can make sure I niche down in every single episode the answers to all of your questions, the answers to all of your speaking fear prayers. Okay? So thank you so much for coming and hanging out with me. It was brief, bold, and powerful. And I'm going to see you on the next episode. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. I'm going to see you soon. All right. Bye, my loves. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I really hope you enjoyed and you got loads of tips and hints and gems and you are ready to put them in place this very week, this very day, so you can be that woman who speaks with more confidence than ever. I look forward to hearing it. And if you want to step up your game, you've listened to the podcast, a couple of episodes here and there, you've seen me on social, see my tips and gems that I'm giving out, but you need to step it up a little gear, Okay, brilliant. I want you to come onto my website, leanneturner.com, and go and check out my audiobook series that I've got. And it helps you with a range of different topics from what's the psychology of the voice, how to improve your speaking voice in 5 days, get a strong voice, interviews, so many different. There's 10 audiobooks in the audiobooks bundle, all voiced by yours truly. And you can, all you got to do is sit down, listen, well, when you're walking on the treadmill, going on the commute, looking after the children, all you got to do is listen and learn and implement all the gems and tips I give you. So if you love listening to the podcast, you are going to love the audiobook series. Go to my website, leanneturner.com, and go and check out the Speaking Tips audiobooks bundle.